This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Among those who will go through the entire month of Ramadan and to go through with Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us full forgiveness in this month of Ramadan, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, every single Ramadan, it's a golden opportunity. It's one in a lifetime. Yes, even though it comes every single year. But each and every month of Ramadan is a unique experience of its own. In that month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to recalibrate, to go back again to Him, find guide us when we have lost it throughout this day, throughout this year. All this year we have so many distractions. Last Ramadan we had commitment, and we had so many of them. But when we come now, as Ramadan come closer and closer, and now we start auditing our life, we realize we probably failed so much in accomplishing many of the things that we wanted to do between the two Ramadans. It's a golden opportunity. Before even Ramadan starts, I want you and I to make some commitment and some changes, inshallah ta'ala. But what do I need to focus on in Ramadan? How can I benefit from this Ramadan in the best way possible, inshallah ta'ala? The ultimate goal that you need to focus your eyes on, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, was not left for you to guess. It wasn't left for you to guess what it is. It's not for us to think, is it about losing weight? Is it about, you know, maybe fixing my personal life, my marital life? It wasn't left for you to guess it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping us to zoom directly onto that goal. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All you who believe, fasting was prescribed to you the way it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you might attain piety and righteousness. The goal has been set for you. You don't have to worry about what do I get from this Ramadan. It's there. Your job right now is to find your ways, recalibrate your life, and to bring you closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in piety and righteousness. In this khutbah, I would like to share with you seven things. Seven things I would like to share with you to focus on in this month of Ramadan. Hopefully, it will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every one of us is on their own journey to Allah azza wa jal. We have different ways as we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have different strength, different than yours. I need to strengthen one area different than yours. But there are seven areas I would like from each and every one of us to explore and see one way or all of them to bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to attain and obtain this goal, inshallah azza wa jal. Number one, what do I need to focus on? What should I focus on in the month of Ramadan? Number one, to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, because the entire month of Ramadan is about this. It's about recalibrating. It's about reviewing and filtering your life once again, making sure that you seek Allah's forgiveness to erase all these past sins. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he was climbing the stairs of the minbar. And every step he was saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And the Sahaba were surprised, what was he saying Ameen for when they heard no dua, no supplication? But then he told him, he says, Jibreel came to me. Angel Jibreel came to me and he said to me, قال, وَرَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. May this person be humiliated. May his nose be rubbed in the dust. Someone who lives to witness the month of Ramadan and they go through Ramadan without being forgiven. He said, say Ameen. And the Prophet says, Ameen. Brothers and sisters, that's a golden opportunity. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this hadith is telling us that, look, Ramadan is your ticket. It's your ticket to forgiveness. When all your past sins are erased, and if you have been given this ticket, it's the golden ticket. So you're going to go through this Ramadan and finish this month of Ramadan, and you tell me that you're not going to be forgiven your sins? Now, for me, I don't know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sure had forgiven my sins at the end of the month of Ramadan. But I'm hopeful. And my job is to focus on doing the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands me to do that will get me that forgiveness. Do I get it or not? I leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I submit myself to Him. But I need to do my part. I just need to do my part. So brothers and sisters, some of us might need to focus on this. How can I get that? There are two things that Prophet ﷺ recommend for us. He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man sama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. If you fast Ramadan out of faith out of sincerity of faith, and out of hope for the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, your past sins will be forgiven. He said, "Man qama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." If you stand up at night in tahajjud, in qiyam, in tarawih, like you pray at night regularly, every single night, out of faith, sincerity of faith, and out of hope for His reward, I guarantee your sins to be forgiven. Is that what we're going to be doing in Ramadan? You're going to be fasting anyway. You're going to be praying tarawih anyway. So you better do it right. That's what matters now. You better do it right. And the ticket is there being given to you. So the first thing we need to focus on, number one, is seeking Allah's forgiveness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the second thing we need to focus on is to recalibrate. And I mean by that to remain steadfast. You know, subhanAllah, in our life, like I said, we're on our individual journeys. Many of us are living their life on a different bandwidth. Some of us have spirituality, some of us they don't. Some of us they focus on this life, some of us they focus on the hereafter. And even in this life, we have different interests as well too. So we very have very diverse issues here. So we get distracted. Every time I decide, you know what, from now on, I'm going to be praying, inshallah ta'ala, more often in the masjid. You do this for the first day, second day, third day, and then that's it. You start getting weaker and you stop doing that. I'm going to attend this program and this halaqa regularly, and then you start getting weaker and so on. What happens there? We lack that steadfastness. Ramadan is the opportunity to teach you how to be steadfast. How so? It helps you discipline yourself. How many times in the month of Ramadan you feel tempted to break your fast because you were hungry, you were thirsty, you were fatigued, or you know what, just felt weak in front of something that you wanted to do. But you still remind yourself and tell yourself, don't do it. You're not going to do this. You're going to remain steadfast. You're going to hold on to this until the end of the day. And by the end of the day, you feel that triumph, that moment of joy that I was able to conquer my desires, my urges, because I remained steadfast. So you recalibrate, you come back again to that path, and you continue on this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالْ وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is my straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوا. Follow it. Go through it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقْ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ. Don't get distracted by following the other paths. It will take you far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is your golden opportunity to recalibrate and remain steadfast. So make sure to make commitment. This time I want to increase my ability to resist. I want to strengthen my power to resist these temptations. Hopefully even after Ramadan, I will stay there inshallah ta'ala. Number three, Ramadan is about spiritual fortification. What does that mean? It gives you protection. And I know that I'm weak. My shields are weak. Every time there's a temptation, I'll fall for it easily. I know myself. I go in front of the TV, in front of the computer, or maybe when I go out here and there, I know myself. My shields are not strong enough. What helps us with that? Fasting. In hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قال والصوم جنة. Fasting is a shield, he said. Allahu Akbar. How is that, a jama'ah? Fasting is a shield. Because when you fast, there's that sense of consciousness and connection. I'm doing this. I'm depriving myself from food and drink and other things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when people don't see. So therefore, I'm now building that strong shield, that individual consciousness. So hopefully, by the end of the month of Ramadan, you have the fortification of your spirit and your shield. That is protection, my dear brothers and sisters. I need that. All of us need that. But we see around us, Allah musta'an, whether matters of dunya and the akhirah, sometimes get us disheartened, and we lose that. But I need to make sure that I'm strong, I'm protected, and I'll be able, inshallah, azza wa jal, to enter, of course, through the gates of Jannah. You know, Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ said about this in the hadith, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha ja'a Ramadan, when Ramadan comes in, by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, أُغْلِغَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. The gates of the hellfire will be closed. And the gates of paradise will be opened. وَصُفِّرَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The jinn and the shayateen and the devils will be in chains, which means the temptations will be reduced to the bare minimum. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to us, he says, and every single day of Ramadan, there will be a caller, an announcer. They will announce, يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ. Looking for good? Come. The seeker of goodness? Come over here. وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرْ أَقْصِرْ. The seeker of evil? Just stay away from this. Stop this. Stop short from doing that. That is a shield. Fasting is a shield. My brothers and sisters, I need you to make sure to strengthen that shield, inshallah, by fortification of your spiritual protection, bin Allah Azza wa Jal. Number four, when it comes to Ramadan, it will help us, inshallah, ta'ala, to purify ourselves physically and spiritually. What does that mean? We've been eating all year long. We get sick because of that. We get, you know, lazy because of this. And so many reasons, so many things happen in our life because of what we eat and what we drink. And as a result, you just keep digging more and more into this problem. But here's Ramadan, give you the chance to purify your bloodstream, your stomach, your body. Be clean for a few days, for a month. But not just physically, even spiritually. Even spiritually, how many people when Ramadan begins, they cut down on many of the bad habits? Consciously. Even though they might think that, you know what, I don't have to, but it's Ramadan, it's sacred month, I have to actually to give it special attention. Subhanallah, they know it in their fitrah, in their hearts, they need to purify themselves and their actions. So that's a golden opportunity that I want to quit some of my bad habits. Even if these bad habits were not haram. It's not a haram habit. You know, but it's just a habit that takes away from me benefiting from Ramadan, from my life. It takes too many hours, for example, being in the gym. I don't have to be for 3 hours in the gym, Jama. 1 hour will be sufficient for now. I don't have to eat this much food. I can reduce this, for example, consumption of that food. But you can reduce some of these bad habits. And also, inshallah ta'ala, physically and spiritually, we will be cleansed bin Allah Azza wa Jal. Number five, one of the things that it's about Ramadan is the month of the Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. So obviously, if it's the month of the Quran, who should be your best companion? Your phone? Your TV? Your neighbor? Who is the best companion you should have this companionship with in the month of Ramadan? The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not really about finishing it from cover to cover regularly. That's not the case. It's about companionship. Meaning having meaningful conversation with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go with your friends, what are you exactly looking for? That sense of compassion that gives you peace and tranquility and fulfillment from the gathering. Some of us read the Quran 10 times, but there's no fulfillment. We just get exhausted and lose your voice probably even. Instead, I would like to have my few moments with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading and understanding, answering, asking myself, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from me in this ayah or this verse and this chapter? Have the companionship of the Quran, my dear brothers and sisters, because if you do that in the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guarantee you on the day of judgment, and even before, in your grave, the Quran will come as a companion to give you some sense of peace and tranquility until the day comes. Make sure to have some time and give it a special time for the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. Number six, my dear brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is the month of kindness, the month of generosity, the month of humbleness and humility. You bring yourself down to the poor and needy. You make that food and you prepare it and you give it to them with your own hand. You go and you give that charity with your own hand. It teaches you to humble yourself. It even teaches you, subhanAllah, no matter how strong you think you are, when it comes to food and drink, you're very weak. So that brings you to your place, knowing that no matter how rich I think I am, I'm still poor, in need, in poverty, to his grace and his mercy and his blessing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always put you in the right place. So Ramadan will teach us that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was said about him, قَالَ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ. He was the most generous of all people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَجْوَدْ مَا يَكُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ. And he's even more generous in Ramadan, especially when Jibreel comes to study the Quran with him. In Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be more generous than الريح المرسلة, the wind that is blowing and carries all the blessings with it, whether it's the rain or the pollination or whatever that is, it's carrying it with it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was much more generous even than that wind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring your generosity out in the month of Ramadan. Focus on this for this month of Ramadan. Maybe I've never done that before. I'm always focusing on Quran, focusing on Taraweeh. I've never done generosity acts and kindness acts in Ramadan. Maybe this is the thing I would like to give, inshallah ta'ala. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, remember that Ramadan is a time for transformation. It's a time for transformation. What does that mean? Many of us, they thought that they would never be able to be good or to read Quran or sit in the masjid or even do things in Ramadan that they themselves, they thought they would never be able or capable of doing these things. And Ramadan teaches, no, you can. You can wake up every single day before sunrise. You can. You can every single day come to the masjid. Every single day, at least once, you can do that. You can give and give generously without even counting. You can participate and helping and in many different things. You will see how the Quran will, how Ramadan will teach you that you can transform yourself and your life to something better. So make sure that Ramadan, inshallah, this Ramadan for you is a transformation month, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal. Make sure to do that and make that commitment, inshallah ta'ala. Ramadan is coming in a few days, inshallah. This Sunday, we'll be praying Taraweeh, and Monday will be our first day to fast. Be prepared for that, my dear brothers and sisters. Make those commitments today before you leave this masjid. So when Ramadan starts, inshallah ta'ala, you're ready to hit the ground running, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who will witness this month of Ramadan, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu to give us the blessing of the month of Ramadan and the blessings of fasting. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant forgiveness at the end of the month of Ramadan, ya Rabbil Alameen. Aqulu qawli hada wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum wa lisa al-muslimin fa astaghfiruhu innahu wal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرة ما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the other things that we benefit from the month of Ramadan is a dua, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I'm in need of Allah's answers. I might not see them, but I need to keep calling and calling and calling. You keep knocking on his door subhanahu wa ta'ala until he opens that door for you. But here's the thing though, when you knock on the door, He doesn't have to open that door for you. So you're always going to need to be vigilant and look around and see which door was opened. Which door was open? Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decided to close the door out of wisdom, He will definitely open another out of mercy. So check around. You keep knocking one door, and when the door is not open, you think that God is not listening to you. Well, He opened 10 doors behind you. Just keep need to look. Where is that mercy is going to come through from? Which area of the seven here that will be your door to Jannah, inshallah ta'ala? Keep looking and try your best, inshallah azza wa jal. And lastly, before even we actually close this khutbah, I don't want to forget about our brothers and sisters in Gaza. May Allah make it easy for them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we're going to start the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, and may Allah subhanahu continue to bless with the khair. You will be able to have a moment and a time and a meal for suhoor. They probably won't. You're probably going to have a moment where alhamdulillah rabbil alameen to break your fast with your family. Many of them, they lost them. You'll have a lot of things that Allah blessed you with in this month of Ramadan, and our brothers in Gaza, they're still suffering under this occupation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free them, ya rabbil alameen, and protect them, ya Allah, ya rabbil alameen. I don't want you to forget them. As we continue with the month of Ramadan, make sure to make part of your day, part of your dua, and part of your contribution to help and support their cause. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free them swiftly, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, innaka anta al-alim al-hakim. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakki anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha mawlaha. Ibadallah, inna Allah malaykata salluna ala nabi, ya ayyuha ladina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين ابي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابه اجمعين ومن تبعهم باحسان الى يوم الدين واقم الصلاه